Taking you on a trip to New Orleans once again. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and kids, second line, along with the great bands there. Bands from that way, with Sporty, or Stooges and Sporties, our brass bands. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and the kids. That's from a couple weeks ago. Well, last week. Yeah, from last week. Down in New Orleans, taking it back uptown. Hope you enjoyed that one. We've got much more coming up for you on a Sunday here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to 1-to-1. Good morning, everybody. This is 1-to-1 for a Sunday.
Can't put your finger taken for the next song, two songs really, one a pop and one a gospel, and mixed it together. Yes, we gonna sing it one way, and then we gonna turn around and sing it another way. And I want you to know that it doesn't really matter. It all depends on who you're singing it to.
Bay Black is beautiful. Bay Black is beautiful. Bay Black is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I love this skin.
Sometimes happy and sad, but I still believe in love, cause I know it's a gift from God.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about the fun time, cause I know that sometime, I know every day you have to wake up and see the sunshine. So it's another rainy day. I wish you were chase my blues away. It's another rainy day. The sky is all so gloomy. The sun is not out to play.
This is a state of emergency, but not for 119. I need my baby on the telephone line. Telephone, telephone, telephone line. So I can free my mind.
Yes, them said the wicked this time is when the rain a fall, yeah, the lightning a flash and yeah, the thunder ball. Hug me pillar tight, me back against the wall, so me have to make a nature call.
It's another rainy day. I wish you were around to help chase my blues away. It's another also blue. The sun is not out to play.
I know that no man was made to live alone. Yeah, so without a woman, a house is not a home. When I remember the essence, I look alone.
and I don't hear no harmony to me borrow tone. I feel like a dog without a bone. Everything need a queen beside them on the throne. Now find me overseas and I roam. Woman, you are the target to me phone. It's another people got sunshine in their life, but my life is filled with rain, 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 rain. I don't see no rainbow, I don't see no rainbow, and I'm not sure if the sun will shine tomorrow. I don't see no rainbow, I don't see no rainbow. I'm not sure to hold on or let go. Where will my pain go? Hey. It's another rainy day. I wish you were around to chase my blues away. It's another rainy day. The sky's all so blue. The sun is not out to play. It's another rain.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Friday, so I'm gonna keep it black, but I'm gonna keep it brief. Everybody, gird your loins. They're coming for our social media apps. On Wednesday, the House came together to make yet again some more decisions for us that we didn't ask them to, but this time it was about TikTok. Yes, if you haven't been tapped in like me, because I gave up social media for Lent, both sides of the aisle have been going head to head in a years-long battle to get TikTok banned from the US. Besides exposing us to the CAD distribution system, how to make sourdough one-on-one, makeup trends, get ready with me's, and basically becoming a competitor for both YouTube and Google on accident, the app has become a resource for a wealth of information from creators like me and misinformation from creators like, I ain't gonna say no names, but they're saying it's less about the content and more about who owns it. TikTok is 100% owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and the FBI is up in arms about it. They say that TikTok poses a national security threat seemingly because the Chinese Communist Party has a huge influence over private corporations in China like ByteDance. And because of this, and concerns about influencing the American vote, and there it is, both the Trump and Biden administrations have made moves to limit the app's use. But wasn't Trump trying to let Russia? Let's move on. Before banning the app, they tried to force ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. version to an American company, to which they said, absolutely. But they did at least agree to send all American user data through Oracle's cloud infrastructure, which meant they would no longer have free reign over American users' data. But of course, Americans are greedy, so we didn't stop there. Montana tried to pop it off last year with a total ban on the app, but a federal judge blocked said ban. And what's worse is we heard Joseph say that if legislation came across his desk to ban TikTok, he would sign it. And this week, they came back to the table to vote on forcing somebody else in another country to divest from TikTok. And how you do that? So now our use of the app will basically be determined on whether ByteDance wants to sell to an American company. And I feel like they already said no, so what are we talking about? And yeah, y'all can talk about a possible national security threat all you want. But what we know for sure is going to happen is a severe strike to the ways in which American people receive and disseminate information every day. And I think that's exactly the point, everybody. In recent history, TikTok and Twitter have been the most effective sources of circulating information about what's actually happening in the continental US and the world. Don't nobody watch the news no more, and maybe that's also why they mad. They talking about TikTok traffic moving to Instagram so the Democrat who runs it can make us see what he wants us to see. But big news, i.e. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, all owned by corporations, all owned by people who have no issue warping the media to push their own agendas, do that shit every day, B. Just think back to what they told us was happening in Gaza versus what we saw with our own eyes. It took TikToks, it took tweets or X's or whatever the hell to uncover the literal other side of the story that we were not seeing. And that's not new. Twitter has been an outlet for journalists for years. It's been an outlet for community for years. It's been a forum for us to talk about issues like this for years, even though the people on Twitter are also mean. Yeah, they're kind of hateful over there. Twitter, and especially Black Twitter, can be genius, but it can also be brutal. New York is currently hedging a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube for fueling a mental health crisis amongst young people. And while they're not wrong in the slightest, the timing of it all makes it very difficult to believe the motives to be altruistic when we are in an era where our information platforms are under attack. But that's not to say they don't deserve critique. Hulu's got an upcoming docuseries called Black Twitter, A People's History, that's meant to detail the birth, rise, and backlash of Black Twitter specifically. But some are saying it's a little untimely considering the shape the app is in itself. Under Elon Musk, it's gone to shit for many reasons, but he himself has spearheaded changes like eliminating article headlines from tweets and removing verified checkmarks from anyone who doesn't pay for a Twitter premium, making it harder for us to determine who's who and whose tweets should be taken as fact. Which is terrible considering that Twitter is where a lot of us are actively learning and expanding our political awareness. In 2020, the Pew Research Center conducted a study on the impact of social media as a political outlet. 45% of Black Americans reported that they had used social media to encourage others to take action on issues that were important to them. 76% of Black Americans feel that social media helps them give a voice to underrepresented groups. And 65% says social media makes it easier to hold powerful people accountable for their actions. So they're out here banning books, restructuring education, putting parameters on what we can talk about in school, and now TikTok? And now the internet streets? The question is, what are y'all gonna do about it? Y'all still on Fanbase?
Okay. Well, folks, you know I really wanted to get to the meat of this, and I had briefly discussed it the other day on Ebony Spectrum, briefly, but I did write to my good friend, Dr. Foster, Dr. Pamela Foster, who wrote a book on country music. All right. Well, she first wrote her book back in 1998. All right. And a lot of people, I guess, weren't either not aware of it or they just didn't read it. They wasn't getting it back then. And so I wrote her and I said, well, Dr. Foster, dear Miss Pamela, what's your take on this current thing about country music that we've been hearing on the air? All right, so she wrote me back, and here's her response. She says, "Hey, Kevin, I hope all is well. Well, about Black people in country music, we're always there, always have been, always will be. These are the ebbs and flows of mass media attention, for which, for me, are irrelevant to the music as core to our African-American culture. Of course, if the publicity gets others to search and delight in our core, yay! Country music is so much that I find it explains our Black family heritage books." All right, so she's writing a new book, and I can't reveal all the book's about, but it's a copy. It's in progress. And a little side note here: Dr. Foster was raised in Pittsburgh. She's been living in Nashville for many, many years. She wrote two books on country music. One is called My Country, which she wrote back in 1998. It was released. And then a couple years after that, I think in 2000, her other book came out called My Country 2, T-O-O. So, I just want to let you people be aware of that. Dr. Pamela E. Foster, who originally is from Pittsburgh, and she's been writing extensively on country music. So, a lot of people have their take on what's going on, of course. And, of course, people feel that they have the right to tell you how you should think. Here's an example from a recent interview or recent newscast with Chapel Hart.
Debates over what is or isn't considered country music, they've been ongoing for years. Those debates are sparked when artists known for other music genres then try their hand at country, right?
Yeah, like Beyonce, whose new album is all about country music, including a few singles that have already topped the country charts. Our Aaron Cantrell spoke with an up-and-coming music group who says Beyonce's presence is uplifting other black women across the country.
Not too long ago, that was us singing in some of these, you know, bars, windows open, people stopping by like, what's going on in here?
Chapel Heart has been chasing their dreams and trying to make them real for many years.
Or it's standing right here in front of Old Reds, and we remember this used to, we used to play here all the time. Probably, what, 3 years ago, maybe.
With their Mississippi roots and Louisiana spunk, sisters Danica and Devin Hart and their cousin, Tree Swindle, never let a no stand in their way.
We've probably been coming to Nashville since like 2017, and we were like, listen to these songs. Listen to these songs that we've written. Listen to these songs. And everybody, like, and kind of the feedback we would always get is like, it's good, but you should be writing with this person.
But the only place that feels like home for Chapel Heart is the stage, and they caught a major break when they auditioned for America's Got Talent. A lot of tears, a lot
of beer. Just got us, like, without the, you need to be more like this, or more like this, or more like this, or look like this. They just got us.
Since then, this independent band has hit the ground running, performing all over while trying to make it in an industry that hasn't always been the most welcoming to diversity.
We're just country artists, and it wasn't until, you know, maybe a few years later, people were like, you guys are breaking barriers, you're doing this, and you're, you know, charging this new path, and we didn't even realize that that was necessarily the thing because our focus is the music.
A study known as Redlining in Country Music found in 2023, black women received only 0.02% of all airplay.
Usually there's like a song that they'll play 30 times in a day, and it's like, you know, you can play that song 20 times and give 10 of those to somebody.
But change is in the air.
We get to be a part of the CMT Awards, the CMA Awards, the ACM Awards, and so, but it all started right here.
Especially with global superstars like Beyonce joining the genre.
It's now putting the light on other black country artists that have been here in the genre.
This is just the beginning for these ladies.
Across the street, that's Chapel Heart. Can we get a picture? Of course.
And with their work ethic, their future is bright.
You got to believe and you got to work hard. And I think that that's a little bit of the secret recipe, the secret sauce.
In Nashville, Aaron Cantrell, News Channel 5.
Can't wait for this. The group's currently working on their first Christmas album. They're going to be performing at the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow and Friday. If you'd like to see them, tickets are on sale right now.
Oh, but of course we have more. Of course. They were in Tamron Hall, I think, in the last couple weeks. And they're also in Pittsburgh not too long ago out in the South Hills. So here's more.
Welcome back, TamFam. Our next guests are a family trio taking the country music world by storm, known as Chapel Heart. They are on their way to becoming reigning hit makers. Sisters Danica and Devin Hart and their cousin Tree Swindle have been on a whirlwind of success since their national debut on America's Got Talent last summer. They're showcasing twists on Dolly Parton's 1974 classic Jolene, skyrocketed them from fan favorites to headline-making rising stars, catching the attention of Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn. Even Dolly herself tweeted, "What a fun new take on my song." And last September, Chapel Heart added another feather to their cowgirl hats with their debut at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, receiving 3 standing ovations. Take a look. Up celebrating the success of their first headlining 60-plus show, National final tour. Their tour was called Glory Days, promoting their new album of the same name. Please welcome Mississippi-born, New Orleans-based powerhouse trio inducted into CMT's Next Women of Country, Tree, Danica, and Devin, the Queens of Chapel Hart. How surreal has all of this been? It hasn't even been a year, right?
Not even a year yet.
We just realized that it was only last June that everything in our life completely changed.
Yeah. Have you slept a wink? Because I feel like every time I turn on social media, every time I watch TV, there y'all are.
Not a wink. I said we scheduled a tour. We scheduled to release a new album, and we did it all and forgot to schedule in sleep. We were like, we missed that part. But it has been a whirlwind, and we're just over the moon.
I'm just soaking all of this in. I mean, y'all are just, you go from performing covers on the streets of New Orleans.
Yes.
To the Grand Ole Opry, 3 standing ovations.
Oh, my gosh.
Devin. Start treat with the name Chapel Hart. It comes from the community you're from, Hearts of Chapel in Poplarville, Mississippi.
Yes.
Poplarville, Mississippi.
Yes, and we like to try to explain it to people. Well, in South Mississippi, there's a town called Poplarville.
Poplarville.
Inside of Poplarville, there's a community called Derby, and inside of Derby, there's another community called Hearts Chapel.
And you're one of 108 grandchildren, so apparently y'all are the entire town.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. That was the first half of the cousins.
Yeah, that's like...
Because that's not 108 because they all couldn't fit on one picture.
Right,
that's,
no.
That's just some...
So that's like the older half. And then there's like an entire...
new kids. Right.
If you could like copy and paste this picture again, it's like heavens again.
There's so many angels watching over you all. And I know one of them is your grandma, Beatrice Hart. She had it on her bucket list to see you all on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And her wish came true 2 months before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She was 86.
Yes.
And you dedicated the Glory Days tour to her. The fact that she got to see this.
I kid y'all not. I feel like this day was our debut at the Opry, but I really feel like it was like our grandma's debut that everybody just made her their grandma as well. Like
yeah.
We left and she was way more famous than we'll ever be at the Opry.
Oh, yeah.
People are still asking, where's your grandma?
Where's your grandma?
What's she doing? And so she just has.
They have, listen, I told them, if you look in this picture, I don't have any shoes on.
I see.
And I had on these cute heels. As soon as the curtain went down at the Opry, I'm like, take them off.
You're like, I'm from Mississippi.
Take these off.
Right.
And the very first picture was her feet zoomed in on her feet.
Like, at least my toes were painted.
They were cute. You did have a nice polish on.
Let me tell you.
So all of the 60 city plus tour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that's an ambitious
It's
launch.
An ambitious run.
Well, yeah. And you know what? If we had any sense, Danica always says, maybe that's why people have, like, labels, because the fact that we're independent and did, like, over 60 days and decided to release an album and record 2 music videos. Somebody should have said no.
I see why people have record labels. Record label, like, we ain't doing all. Like,
but I love this independent. Why was it or is it so important to try to stay independent at this stage? Because I know it's obvious. I mean, the face of country is changing. We've had a lot of greats on our show that represent the diverse nature of country mm-hmm. music. But the independent part of musician, I love this storyline for y'all.
Yes, and I think that it's important to us right now, because I feel like there's so many young artists out there, and with so many of our cousins and so many people watching, and a lot of people will say, well, I don't have the money to start, I don't have the tools to start. And I think that for even for us, because we ain't got no money now. So, but that sometimes it just means to just start yeah. singing, start writing, just start. And so everything about where we are right now, what we've done has just been us starting and trusting yeah. our gut and following our hearts.
Yeah,
and,
because if you were under the tutelage yeah. of a label, they would change a lot of that.
Yes.
I mentioned that you all have so many angels watching over you. The late, great Loretta Lynn, before she passed away, commented on social media on your AGT performance saying, "I love it, ladies. Now I'm wondering what you might be able to do with one of my songs."
Oh,
that Loretta Lynn. I mean, you do. You have like this whole energy of people rooting for you.
To have the pillars of country music, like the Dolly yeah. Partons, the Loretta Lynns, like...
And, that's it.
And like, honestly, if the women who defined what country music is
yeah.
says that this is country, yeah. it really doesn't matter what anybody else says.
I know, and I like that, too, because to your point, there's room for everybody. There's the, you know, the hip-hop influence mm-hmm. now in country. There's uh-huh. the rock country. But that you're taking it to this traditional world that the greats, you know, the Mount Rushmores of female uh-huh. country music, they're now paying homage because you have kept it so authentic and to what they help create.
We want to share our experiences growing up and show the influences right. that we had. And we sure hope that it comes through in our music.
It comes through in your music. It comes through. Y'all are all adorable. I know you're grown women, but you all are just adorable. We love it. It is so fun to watch your rise and take off like a rocket. Yes. And I know yes. the best is yet Thanks. To come.
I want to share your life, every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know that whatever you do and wherever you go, remember someone loves. My girl, someone loves you, honey, more than anything in the
trabajar en mi papel en la vida, la calle, la rima de todo lo para que puede ver a detrás.
Ven a tener los cinco bolas.
Oh, somos de papi, papi. Salimos de trabajar, quería asustarte, echarle un suelo en la teca, tu sueño, el pañete, que te desgasta. Ahora es mi
fiesta. Échale ojo, la energía.
Levántala.
Si está plena.
Levántala.
Si no te la sabes, sencillo, la lengua sabe. Si se te dio, rescátala.
Ay.
Atrápala.
Tienes algo que decirla.
Atrápala, búscala. Mira, la siente, la pasa. Que dicha, que polémica.
Ya, en la epidemia.
Para la clase media y la corrupción,
que como esta epidemia,
represento a los del gueto, a la prieta y a los prietos. Luchando con mi hermana, nos ganamos el respeto. La gente pregunta que cómo lo hago, porque mi trabajo, qué ritmo que trago yo, final hace la moda. Y en espera que le fui con todo el fucking botín.
Creating the highest fire, I'm in love with reality. Flowing so right, I know you like my type. I see you love my vibe. Let me be your guide. You the heaven shine. Know the world is mine, I'm taking it tonight. Never need to force it, I'm receiving what is mine. Sweetest appetite, I'm feeling up inside. All I do is love and love and live and love and light. Take control, direction of discover me like diamonds. Let's fill up the silence. Touch me like your Midas, separating from the violence. I know you like my type. I see you love my vibe. Let me be your guide. You the heaven shine. Know the world is mine. I'm taking it tonight. Never need for force it. I'm receiving what is mine. Sweetest appetite, I'm feeling up inside. All I do is love and love and live and love and light. And my road is paved with gold. Emotions overflow. It's time to take control. Direction of my soul.
Singing out of stereo. If you are bring bad vibes, better let it go. Blessings like a river, let them ever flow. Nightlife is dawning. To exceed this lifetime, happy for true. What shall make me move me waistline? Selector, play tune. So you got to bring good vibes everywhere you go. Your boom song and out of stereo. You are bring bad vibes, better let it go. Blessings like a river, let them ever flow. This one's for you. Rude boys are skanking. DJ, pull up the tune. So you got to bring rude vibes everywhere you go. Pure boom songing out of stereo. If you are bring bad vibes, better let it go. Blessings like a river, let them ever flow.
Ever exists, general. So hear this. I am the roughest MC, I am the roughest MC. Ram dance all on me cock party. The roughest MC, the roughest MC. Ram dance all on me cock party. Everybody in the world, them have been talking about me. Them say, yes, I got the brig in a category. All you have to do is only understand. Rum up the dance and me call the session. I am a rough MC, roughest MC in a this year city. Rough MC, why rough MC? Roughest MC in this city. It's a MC stand for master of ceremony. And that is proper reggae, yes, that is me. With hands and heart and equality. Everything on women talks are roots and reality. Roughneck MC, roughneck MC. No guy in the world can test me. Roughneck MC, roughneck MC. No guy in the world can test me. From a ram drums of France all over Germany. Ram dance all over Italy. The ram dance missing in Japan. Not to mention over England. The ram dance in America. Not to mention the border of Canada. As a rough MC, one rough MC. Ram dance all and the car party. The rough MC, the rough MC. Ram dance all and the car party. All when we reach 60, they won't listen to me. Them time to send me a old DJ granddaddy. But right you know, Briggy, you're the rough MC. Walk up on the line and jump over the tree. And Johnny broke a buckle and him fling it off to me. And I go tell mama, and ma tell papa. And Johnny get a beating, we say ah. For the rough MC, for the rough MC. Ramadan is all of them cock a party. The rough MC, from the rough MC. Ramadan Saul on the cock party. Everybody feeling nice and everybody feeling irate. Drinking up them liquor and smoking up them cali. Everybody not dancing, they got to be jolly. Call them listen to the roughest MC, reggae. Rough MC, the rough MC. Ramadan Saul on the cock party. Rough MC, a rough MC. Ramadan Saul on the cock party. Cause a ram it in a Brooklyn and a ram it in a Bronx. Connecticut, Young Pans, Mount Vernon. Everybody jump and shout, Briggy, you and the Don. Hold on for me and lead me to that land. Rough MC, I am a rough MC. Rough MC in a this year city. I am the roughest MC, the roughest MC. That live in a this year city. I'm a ram dancer, I ain't fling it up in a B. And then we catch it right back in a me and MC. Show it go a 1-2 and bring it back to 3. Flash it up and down and we bring it back to me. Rough MC, what a rough MC. Ram down sound and cock the party. Rough MC, rough MC. Ram down sound and cock the party. Everybody up and come and to listen to Briggy. MC, what a nice and a lovely MC. Ram up down sound and cock party. Yes, Papa Briggy in a category.
Well, this is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do.
Massive Music Weekend continues here on WRCT with Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Orchestra.